Coming up on this week's Angler's Channel Insider Podcast, we welcome in Uncharted Supply Company CEO and founder, Mr. Christian Schaaf, a respected adventurer, athlete, and entrepreneur. He's going to talk a little bit more about Uncharted Supply Company and talk to us about some products that us as fishermen need in our trucks and boats as we head in to 2021. All that starts right here on the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast right now.
Welcome to this week's Angler's Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats. Still building legends one at a time. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Brown and Jason Duran.
Welcome, folks, to this week's Angler's Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats, powered by Mercury Marine, shock to life by Relion Lithium Batteries. Yes, it is me. This is Chris Brown. I was telling David earlier, I did a little promo for this deal that you just heard prior to the show opening. When I played it back, Kenneth, I sound like a cross between Dave Ramsey and Dr. Phil. I can't figure out which way I'm leaning more. But either way, it's me.
Well, I hope it's just in sound, because I'm not sure those two gentlemen would match you in personality.
It is just me. I mean, it's just sound is all it is, because I'm battling a nice little sinus infection. I get two a year. I got one about this time last year, so it's about time to have another one. So battling a sinus infection. But yeah, good times here in the Brown household. Nothing like freezing to death and when the heat's on and everything else. So, but it is the week of November the 18th, or it is November 18th, excuse me. November 18th, I'm Chris Brown, along with Director of Social Media Operations, Mr. David Zhang. How are you, bud?
Pretty good.
Just pretty good. That's it.
Yeah, we'll see how the week ends.
We'll see how the week ends. Of course, Mr. Kenneth Grover down there in his boat garage working on tackle, or just hiding from the wife or something. I'm not sure what he's doing. So, what are you doing?
Storing some new goods.
Storing some, what kind of new goods? Anything good?
A couple of rods.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Did a little bargain hunting the last couple of days.
Ooh. Bargain hunting that time of year. I like it. Some boys need to buy some ammo for their rifles, and they'll be selling a few rods and reels geared up for that, I bet. Seen that happen. That's why I say that. Excited to welcome in new to the program, new to the website for next year, our friends from Pro Charging Systems up in Laverne, Tennessee. Mr. Josh Huntley and Joe, they're going to join the circus with us, boys. They're going to become parts of AnglersChannel.com for 2021. You'll see some advertising, some banner ads. You'll hear a commercial come across this thing here and there. But excited to welcome in the folks from Pro Charging Systems to the family of AnglersChannel.com sponsors and partners. Great products. I mean, this is no lie. I've run their stuff since my first boat in 97. It was a 97 Ranger, and it had a Dual Pro battery charger in it. And every boat I have had since has had a Dual Pro battery charger in it. And it's just something about those little green lights. You know what I'm talking about, Kenneth. Those lights, you go out in the morning, pop the lid, all four are green, and you're good to go, and you rock and roll.
My story is very similar to yours. I've been using them at least since that long, mm-hmm. Except I had, there was about a 3-year period mix in there where I went in a different direction.
Uh-oh.
So I understand the mistake when you go to a different direction.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes every once in a while.
Sure. Sure.
But, the boat that I'm sitting in has the right charger in it.
It does. It does. Once you're on those guys, check them out, dualpro.com. Or maybe just check out the Angler's Channel Bass Wrap-Up Show this weekend on Discovery Channel, Sunday morning, 7:30, I believe, on Discovery Channel. You'll see a little piece on that. And a bigger piece will be coming on the Angler's Channel Extra coming up here in the next few weeks. You'll see some of that. But welcome Pro Charging Systems to the Angler's Channel group of partners. We're excited about that. We've had a busy week this week already. It's only Tuesday. And for those of you that called me out after last week's show for not talking about or stating some of the obvious in last week's show, don't worry about it. We'll bring that up later. I'm not going to ruin the whole intro because y'all want to hear me complain or jump on the stump about somebody. We're just going to let it be. I'm still in that, you know, I'm still that Les Petition thing. You know, I'm right there at it. So.
Well, you know, it almost sounds to me like if they were expecting it from you, then maybe they kind of already know what should have been coming.
Oh, so, they know what's coming. You know, they just want to hear it.
Why go there?
They just want to hear it said out loud is all it is. That's all it is. They just want to hear it said
out
loud.
But, I mean,
loud.
It's just the obvious.
Yes. It's the low-hanging fruit that's out there right now. That's what it is. So,
yeah, that tends to happen pretty frequently.
Yeah. So you're not going to do something, but you do it anyway. It's part of it. So we do have a great show for you guys tonight. A little different show than normal. Like I told David, I did some Googling on this guy earlier today. And, you know, our good friends at Gunpowder, the PR firm, they have picked up a new company that they are working to represent called Uncharted Supply. And I've seen their stuff in, like, Instagram stories. You see them on Facebook here and there. And, I mean, it's some pretty cool-looking stuff. So, anyway, I got an email from Marissa. She's like, hey, we're starting to work with Christian Schaaf and Uncharted Supply Company. Would you guys want to have them on your podcast? And I'm thinking, yeah, why not? I mean, it's different, right? We're tired of talking to these old fishermen anyway. You know, who cares? But, yeah, let's get Christian on. Let's talk about Uncharted Supply and find out a little more about him, and then I Google him. And this is probably the prettiest man we have ever had on this show. And, of course, before I Googled him, I said, yeah, just come on via Zoom. That'll be great. And I'm like, Jesus, now look at this. You know, I'm like, probably not a good idea. I'm going to turn my video off for this segment of the show. But excited to welcome in founder of Uncharted Supply Company, Christian Schaaf. He's going to talk a little bit about some of the products they've got, the company as a whole. But Marissa sent me some stuff that's actually going to be in our gear guide. It'll be coming out later this week. Couple, three or four items that, you know, as hunters, fishermen, outdoorsmen, probably wouldn't hurt to have in our trucks and boats or in our side-by-side or whatever we've got when we head out to the woods or to the lake this year. Especially with the way 2020's been, we probably really ought to pack up for 2021. So.
Yeah. You know, I've got a college student, and next year I'll have another college student. I'm already thinking about maybe getting some of these items and sticking them in their car just in case they ever run into a situation where they need it. You know, traveling back and forth or whatever, you know, you never know.
You better go ahead and buy all those rods you can now and all this stuff from Uncharted that you can now, because once you send both them to college – you ain't buying nothing, son. I'm sorry. You're going to be tripping pennies out of the gas after putting those two together. But as always, folks, you can always share your thoughts, good, bad, or ugly, with us during the show via the podcast hotline, 256-535-3217. We welcome those. Let's go and jump into a few news and notes here real quick. Brought to you by our friends from Johnson Outdoors, makers of Humbert Electronics, Minn Kota Trolling Motors. How about the new Apex, David? I know you jumped all over that one real quick. And then I heard some rumblings from our other buddy down here about some Apex stuff, but he's not committing just yet. The Apex looks pretty good.
It's like having an 8K TV, right? I think like you know, like super like beyond high def. So it seems like.
It looks that way. I think it's kind of a. Our other buddy, Mr. Duran, kind of clued me into it a few weeks ago, and he made a comment about it being something like, you know, saltwater stuff. But, dude, it looks really, really good, and some really nice sizes in there as well. So I'm kind of excited to check out some of that, or at least look at it at the Classic next year on display and see what they've got to do. Kenneth, I see the wheels turning down there. What do you think in there?
Well, you know, I go ahead and get one for your boat. That'll give me an opportunity to you know, see how it works on your boat. Yeah. And then who knows what'll happen on my next boat, you know.
Well,
June comes around pretty quick.
It does.
So
it does. You're right. It's about time for you to make that
I actually placed my orders in May, so.
Okay. Well, I bet we can have a conversation about that, I would imagine. Jump into a couple of things real quick. Bass moving to Fox Sports or Fox Sports 1 next year. All 9 Elite Series events and the Classic coming at you on Fox Sports. How freaking cool is that going to be, David John?
You know that the Classic is also going to be aired on regular Fox broadcasting. So it's not just Fox Sports 1. Ooh. It's going to be on regular Fox. So that's actually going to be a really big population that they're going to be reaching that event out to.
Over 100 million viewers on the Fox Sports or on the Fox networks. So really a big deal. Kenneth, what say you?
Well, you know what? I think what happened is that they took advantage of an opportunity this year and provided a really solid product, and obviously it got the attention of a different network.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it kind of allowed them to put a package together and go out there and really, you know, try to get everything they needed. You know, what they've been doing before has been kind of sporadic. It's kind of almost like when it's convenient for that network. This is a multi-year deal. It's a done deal. It's all the events.
Right.
It's live coverage. It's not just a TV show. It's live and TV shows.
Yep.
So, I mean, this really should be something really good for BSS, the Bassmaster Elite Series.
And if I read it right, there's going to be some live on Fox, but then also some different live on the .com, the Bassmaster.com. So you kind of, if you're not liking what you're singing in one, you can go to the other. We did put this on Facebook today on our Facebook page, and we got quite a few comments on this. One of them from Robert Graffetto. I guess they paid attention to the 8 million people that watched ESPN2 this year. I would say so.
It's kind of hard to overlook that.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we had a few people that kind of chimed in, said, you know, were it not for the innovation of MLF, Bassmaster would still be maintaining the status quo. It'd be close, but I don't think so. I think these are opportunities that they are always looking for. They're just not ready to become a TV company or a media company, and still you know, that does bass tournaments. They're still put into the bass tournaments as their bread and butter. And so it's gonna be a good deal. A couple other deals. Let's see. One of them says, this is for you, David. And now if Ike would switch leagues, they'd really get some ratings. How about that? You know, a lot of folks bashing MLF, which is kind of fun. But yeah, overall, I think it's a very positive thing for everybody involved. And I'm excited to see where this deal goes for them. I think it's going to be bigger and better than we ever thought it would be. So congratulations to Bass on that deal. Speaking of the other, did y'all know Jordan Lee won the world championship?
I think I've seen it on social media somewhere, but that's really all I know of it.
When did this take place? Does anybody know?
I believe that was late summer?
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Jordan. That's awesome. I mean, now he's got just about every trophy that there is known to man. He's probably not won an Open yet, but he's, you know, he's got pretty much everything else. But, I mean, won the world championship. But, you know, what's funny, one of the commenters in there on that last post on our Facebook page made the comment about things being confusing, you know, with MLF and all that. And I agree. This is one of them. I know this stuff is made for TV. It's one of the cuts. We don't know where they're going. I don't know when it's going to happen, all that good stuff. But it's just kind of weird because you open it up and you're like, well, I thought the Red Crest was their big deal. And, you know, then there's the world championship and there's this. And then they're going to change it for next year. So a lot of confusion going on for me anyway and for some of our viewers and listeners. But big shout out to Jordan Lee. I mean, dude just won everything. I don't know where else to say. I mean, he's pretty strong. So, and won it with some accent stuff, whatever that is. So, you know, good David. David's like, you know what that is, Jimmy. You know exactly what it is. And, of course, we can't forget high school bass class, December 12th through 13th, Anderson, South Carolina. Check them out, highschoolbassclass.com. They put, I mean, I've seen Edwin Evers, Justin Atkins, Hank Cherry, and several others that have been listed already going to be part of this deal for you high school guys. So make sure you're signed up for that. December 12th through 13th, Anderson, South Carolina, there at the Hilton Garden Inn, highschoolbassclass.com. You do not want to miss that deal at all. So excited about that. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be checking it out. Probably do some stories and photography from there as well. But check those guys out. That's going to be fun. I know there's a, what else has been going on in the world? I was out at the Nation Championship last week. We're going to talk about that in the Bass Wrap-Up, I'm sure, David. But what else is – what have I missed? Boys, what's been going on that I've missed? Not everybody at once.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that you may have missed.
David?
Well, I'll say, well, our friends over at Relion came up with the new LT lower temperature lithium ion battery last week, or they announced it last week.
Saw that. That's pretty cool. Very cool. We got a call with them this week, hopefully to continue that partnership with those guys. So I'm excited about that. I love my Relion batteries. They are they did me a heck of a world of good this year, and all that I was up there. So excited about that. But yeah, all kinds of new stuff. I see they picked up a couple of new pros as well, and a lot of guys making some moves this time of year. A lot of boat manufacturer moves. It's, you know, the Louisville Open is this week. That's going to round out the Centrals. So we'll see what top four. The top four that go? Yeah, top four that are qualified for the Elites and the Centrals after this week. So I know our buddy Pete Robbins wrote a pretty nice article about, you know, pretty much just what we've been saying. If they aren't wanting to make a move, why would they be fishing both divisions, right? So I'm ready for the December Lay Lake event to get over with so we can really see.
Well, you know, once Louisville's over, it leaves that one more tournament. So the guys that are fishing both divisions, you know, it comes down to that last tournament. And, you know, that top five, six, seven, or eight guys right in that range are, you know, it's pretty tight. It really could change a lot.
If you qualify through the Centrals, do you just not go to the last one and let somebody else maybe take that spot? Maybe try to make their way in, or you try to double qualify?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends if you think it's a money-making situation for you.
Well, Lay Lake in December. I mean,
you would have already achieved your goal of making the Elite, so
yeah.
Your other opportunity would be, can you go make money?
Well, there's one guy we got to get on, and hopefully we'll get him on next week, is Pat Slapper, who won the Nation event. Dave, I think you're going to talk about that. But he's in the running in the points and opens as well to qualify for the Elites. But like what Matt Robertson said, he went ahead and he took care of it last week on Pickwick and punched his way into the Elites and the Classic. And I read an article today on Bass Blaster that he has never been to a Classic, said he wouldn't go to a Classic until he fished one, and now he's going to his first. So that's kind of cool. That's ballsy, but it's kind of cool. So excited to see how that goes for him. So,
you know, that also shows you how important a trip to the Classic really is. I mean, these guys are trying to use every possible avenue they have to get there.
Yeah.
Not only is he fishing the Opens to try to get there, but he's run the gauntlet of that Nation Series to try to qualify there as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he won one up on Vermilion. Is that right, David, to qualify for the championship?
I think so.
And then, you know, he get down here, had to be in the top three. Top three went. Guy in Nevada, guy in Louisiana, and then, of course, Pat out of Wisconsin going to the Classic. Pat gets the Elite entry as well. Our buddy Terry Peterson. Can't forget Terry, Sportsman's Warehouse fishing goods manager or buyer. Sportsman's came all the way from Utah, captured the Pee Wee Trophy for the co-angler side, $10,000, put him in a boat for the last day. I walked down the dock. I said, Terry, how you feeling, bud? He goes, if I don't hit a rock pile or run this thing aground, I'll be all right. He was puckered up, boys, I'm going to tell you. He was puckered up, so that was kind of cool. But congratulations to Terry. I went in the co-angler side, and I am just—I can, David. The air is, the life is falling out of David. I have like taken away his whole segment. I can see it right there.
Not only are some of those guys were trying to, you know, get to the Elite Series, but there are opens that some of those guys have now qualified for, and I think some entry fees paid. So I mean, there's several ways to win in that deal.
There really are. And I know you and I have talked about ways to fish this next year. And I talked to Eddie with the Alabama Bass Nation, and we're in, brother. We just make a phone call.
I'm definitely doing it. I almost did it this year, and I didn't. So
well,
I'm not passing it up again.
You and me, we're gonna do it. That's for sure. So we'll take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll welcome in Mr. Christian Schaff, the CEO of Uncharted Supply Company. Probably not going to want to miss this one. It's going to be good. Y'all ain't tight. Rally more. Angler's Channel Insider Podcast.
Sportsman's Warehouse is your one-stop convenient place to shop. Whether you're into camping, hunting, or fishing, our expert associates can help you find the gear you need. We carry a huge assortment of quality equipment from the best manufacturers in the country and around the world. We have guns, ammo, rods, and lures, not to mention every kind of outdoor clothing for the whole family. You can shop in one of our fully stocked stores or visit us online at sportsmanswarehouse.com. Visit Sportsman's Warehouse. Shop one of over 60 locations.
At Mercury, there are no limits to the lengths we'll go to make sure you have no limits either. Unlimited adrenaline. Unlimited fun. Unlimited weekend. Except maybe having to go home eventually. Introducing the all-new V8 Mercury Pro XS. Light, quick, efficient. Mercury, go boldly.
Hi, folks. Angler's Channel Insider Podcast. This thing is brought to you by our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse, your sports and outdoor store. Check them out online at sportsmans.com. Excited to welcome in, like I told the guys earlier, probably one of the prettiest people we've ever had on this podcast, Mr. Christian Schaff. Brother, I'm sorry, but I was looking through your website and I thought, well, I got to find out a little more about this guy. So I Googled you. I thought that's probably not the best thing to do prior to this podcast. But welcome in, Christian Schaff, CEO of Uncharted Supply Company. Dude, you guys are young, but you're screaming already, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a pretty small team. I like to think we hit above our weight, but that's the way it should be, right? So we are just turned 4 years old. And our company is growing like crazy. I mean, we didn't have inventory this year until July due to constraints and everything else. And we're going to more than double our sales this year over last year. And it's been growing every year. So good year, a lot of work, but really thankful for it considering the opposite could have just as easily have happened.
Sure. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you were described as a serial adventurer, an athlete, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Those are probably
that, by the way. So I want to. Those sound super cocky, but
oh no, that's some of the biggest words we've ever used on this show. I'll be honest, but that's pretty cool. I mean, but you, if I read it right, founded Uncharted to help the average person escape extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's generally right. I can give you a little bit about my background. I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. My life's been all over. I started a few companies. I'm an outdoorsman. You know, I hunt and fish and hike and ski and do all the things all you guys do. Been to Iraq 40 times. I was actually a musician for 10 years and a little more than 10 years. And what happened was we got asked to go play for the troops. We found that there was a need for entertainment in some of the most, you know, obscure joint security stations and forward operating bases. And so for several years, we provided entertainment to those little bases. My band would play. We sent other bands. Truly, like, you know, pack, plan, go in, don't know what's going to happen, don't know how long you're going to be there, get out kind of thing. And then after that all kind of wound down, I ended up in California working for a fitness app company. I was the head of marketing there and sitting in a white corner office, kind of feeling unfulfilled, trying to think about what was next, and decided to go skiing in Colorado one New Year's. Snowed about 2 inches in the mountains behind Orange County on my drive out. And I sat in my F-150 with everything I needed completely stuck, realizing that something that trivial could literally stop the world in a lot of places.
Sure.
So, I mean, growing up in Wisconsin and, you know, living in Park City now, 2 inches of snow is a disappointment. You're hoping for more. And it just shook me at how unprepared and inexperienced people were. And it just led me down this path of how do we fix that? You know, because as population centers grow, as the world changes, you can't just depend on the firemen or EMTs to show up for everybody. Right. You need to have some self-reliance. And, you know, my goal is to make people part of the solution and not part of the problem. So if you can take care of yourself and maybe somebody else, that's a massive change from everybody being dependent. So that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make really smart stuff. You know, when I built the first product, I went to, mountain guide friends, special forces friends, doctors, EMTs. And I always said, hey, I know you're an expert. I don't want to know what you have for you. I want to know what you would give your 10-year-old son if you weren't there to protect them and something happened, you know, something that would truly make a difference, but was also very easy to use, didn't weigh a lot, you know, that kind of a thing. So, sure. So that's kind of our mindset here.
Well, reading some of the reviews on your website and some of the different packs and things, I mean, you've got guys that are customers that, like, they don't leave home without this thing. It stays in their car and goes in their plane. I know, Kenneth, we were just talking about, you know, kids going off to college and making sure there's one in their cars. I mean, just different things like that. But I mean, how many different survival systems, as you guys call it, do you guys make?
Well, good question. I mean, back to the point of people not leaving home without it. The thing about emergencies is you don't know when they're going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, especially being in Utah here, the Mormon religion is very big on prepping. But to them, that's a basement full of stuff. And that's great. But if you're not home,
right,
you can't really get to it, right? Sure. So back to your point about college kids, not everybody has a basement and a bunch of space and a bunch of money, right? So you're in a tiny little apartment or dorm you're sharing with somebody. Like, what can those people have? So that was really what sent us down this path. As in regards to, you know, how many systems, we're developing all sorts of different products. We really have two main survival systems. One's designed for one person, one's designed for two, and has kind of more robust stuff. What was happening is we were getting a lot of professional users looking for, you know, maybe a bigger knife, a bigger shovel, stuff they could use more consistently. They were less weight sensitive. And so we built what we call the pro version. But what I always tell people is it doesn't matter if it's a hurricane or an earthquake or whatever, the human body needs the same basic things to survive, right? You need temperature control, whether it's too hot or too cold. You need right. food, you need water, probably some first aid, some self-defense, a way to signal. And so no matter what the emergency is or part of the country you're in, 90% going to be the same. It just comes down to adding a couple things for your environment or maybe your personal needs, medication, and you're good to go.
I like the meaning behind, like, the 72 survival system. You said on your website 95% of all survival situations are resolved within 72 hours. So
right.
What you do at that time is what matters. That's pretty slick. I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's that movie 10 Cloverfield Lane where John Goodman's character, basically the bunker and him are one and the same, right? It's right. His whole, it's everything about him. He was just waiting for the aliens to land. And, you know, that's one mindset. But if I can give you a slightly over 10-pound backpack that checks off 90%, 95% of the situations, I feel like that's a much more compelling proposition.
Absolutely.
So that's where we focused.
That's awesome. Well, with the coronavirus and COVID-19 and the pandemic this year, has your focus toward these packs or anything, has any of the contents changed at all for you guys? Are you looking at anything with that, with regards to that?
No, it hasn't really changed. You know, I was actually really proud when this happened and there was this huge run on masks everywhere.
Right.
We sent an email to everyone saying, hey, since the beginning of time, we've had N99 masks in our kits. You know, everybody told me that was overkill, but I had a lot of people like text me and say, holy cow, I can't, you know, I've been looking for masks everywhere. I can't believe I had one in your kit or two. So I was pretty proud of that. You know, we're working on some improvements now, some things I can't quite talk about, but generally speaking, we're always working to improve what's in the bag and keep it at the same or better price. You know, tariffs make things hard. Wages make things hard. We're a small company, right? And we try to source as much as we can in the States, but we do have to look in other countries. And it's a tough proposition. You know, when we started, these emergency kits were $75. You get them at a military surplus store, but I bought a ton of them to do my research and there's not a single one of those I would depend on for anything. Sure. I remember I got one that had a blow dart gun with three darts and I'm kind of like, I don't know what the use case is here, but you know, our kits are a little more expensive, but we are truly working every day to curate the best kit we can and to really not cut corners, because when push comes to shove, people are giving their money to us trusting that this is a kit that's going to save their lives. And I'm just not willing to cut corners on that. Sure. So, that's made it tough financially here and there when we're trying to be profitable. But at the end of the day, I think if you build the right product and people see the value, you can see the reviews on the site, it's paying off.
Absolutely. Well, Marissa from Gunpowder has sent me over a few items that she thought would kind of be a good idea for us and for our listeners and our viewers of our website stuff. And one of them was the Zeus, and that's your battery jump pack, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got one here somewhere. I'm sure you guys can find a link, but you know, battery jump starters are not a new thing. You're seeing more and more of them all the time. What we did is you know, I grew up on a farm and we had 18 wheelers and semis and it was cold as heck. And I wanted to build something that just unapologetically would work no matter what. And this thing's 20,000 milliamps, but it uses a technology. There's four battery cells in there. And basically when you plug in to the battery, it turns all four battery cells on, effectively quadrupling the power. So, you know, the anecdote I like to give, my dad started 3 Mack trucks last January in a row that they didn't plug in. They just, somebody forgot to plug them in and, you know, warm up the engine blocks. And it was below zero. And my dad's mechanic said, there's no way the thing's going to work. Right. And they did just boom, boom, boom. And I think that, you know, for somebody with a little 6-cylinder or 4-cylinder, they should feel pretty comfortable that this thing's going to get them through if it can do that. So, you know, our goal is to make stuff, again, that's really easy. Like, there's a lot of people that are inexperienced. They're not comfortable with, is it the red terminal or the black terminal, sure, or whatever. And you know, this thing, it never sparks. If the light's solid green, you did it right. If it's flashing this way, you got to switch them. You know, like we do all these things. So, you know, it's peace of mind. It's confidence, right? At the end, sure, of the day, we want people to go, okay, I know that's right. We're good to go. And so the Zeus is great, especially, you know, we sell a lot of these to boat owners.
Yeah.
Whether you're like a, you know, a wakeboard boat and you had a couple hours of the music playing and had the ballad pumping up or something, or yeah, or
done that, yeah, you know, been there.
You're bass fishing and you're running the trolling motor and the depth finders and whatever else. There's those times, right, where you can't get it to turn over. And
you know, you're talking about how powerful the Zeus is, and one thing I've noticed is the size of it. It's still really small. So storing it on a boat, you know, makes it easy to do. We don't want something that's really big and takes up too much space.
Right. I think people often make the decision to leave things home because it's heavy or bulky, right? So part of everything we do is making it so it's an easy yes to bring with. We have a product called the Triage Kit. It's a tiny little first aid and gear repair kit. It was designed to fit into jersey pocket if you're riding a bicycle or be in the bottom of a backpack and you don't know it's there. But we did that because when we looked around, kits were heavy. They were huge. They were clunky. And nobody wants to be encumbered, right? They want to feel like they don't have anything with them when they're doing stuff. But protection is important. So same thing with the Zeus. You've probably seen those big, blocky, you know, chargers, right? They got a crank or whatever. And it takes up a big chunk of your car, especially if you're a family with some kids and you're traveling somewhere and something has to give. You just want to make sure that everything we do is just in there and it's out of sight, out of mind until you need it.
And, you know, a lot of times, and Kenneth, I know with you too, you know, when we're filming or fishing or whatever, we've got a go bag that we take with us. You got a backpack that we throw stuff in, whether it be, you know, a first aid kit or, you know, a Zeus type battery jumper. And then, you know, just our stuff for the day, and we throw it in the boat. You don't want that thing heavy. You don't want a lot of stuff that's going to just totally, you know, clamber it up, because sometimes we're jumping from boat to boat or doing different things, and you want to have it all right there with you. The Zeus, the Triage Kit, and then the First Aid Pro was one of the other things that I wanted to ask you about as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, you may not always have a need for a complete survival kit with you. Again, it comes down to kind of necessity, how long you're going to be gone. I mean, if you're somewhere familiar and you know the weather and you're not going to be gone long, there's no sense in bringing, you know, 12 pounds of backpack with you, right? I always say the survival kits, you know, people always go, oh, should I go hiking with this? And I'm like, I wouldn't, you know, I leave it in my car. So you've got something to come back to, right?
Sure.
But like a first aid kit, Definitely. You know, whether it's a triage kit, you know, the First Aid Pro is just, it's just built up a little more. I would say a triage kit's like, if you're going out on your own and you want to be lightweight and cover some ground, you know, I take it when I'm elk hunting in the mountains, right? Every ounce counts. So I use it for that. The First Aid Pro is a little more going camping for a couple of days with some friends. I've got enough coverage for a couple people, you know, we may have a couple people to get blisters, or we might get into some poison ivy, or, you know, something where you need a little more than just one or two pieces. Sure. So they're great kits. I mean, we spend a lot of time on them. We work with experts. I'm a very experienced person, but I don't use my experience as the deciding factor. I send this to people that I would follow into a very dark night, and I ask what they think, you know, and I say, hey, is this good enough for you? Is this, and you know, now we're selling to FBI, CIA, State Department, you know, Secret Service. One of our buddies is a Navy SEAL in town. He went on a bear hunt last year and came in and got a bunch of stuff the day before he left. And, you know, those are the authenticity check marks that we get here that I'm really proud of personally. You know, it's one thing to get placement in a magazine and have somebody, you know, just regurgitate what you're telling them about the product. It's another thing to have guys who are the most experienced in the world who could pick whatever they want to go and to grab these from you. That means a lot to me.
Absolutely. You know, Chris mentioned earlier about, you know, COVID-19 and it changing your products, but I think what it has probably done more than anything is it's changed people.
Totally.
People have seen the need to spend time outdoors, whether it's, you know, a long-term hunting trip, and we see guys hunting in, you know, just way out of the way places. We see fishing trips kind of doing the same thing, or people camping. And a lot of your products I could see would definitely be helpful to all those different type of people that are spending time outdoors. Yeah. And like you said earlier, you know, we never expect to need it, but when you do need it, you know, you would do anything to have it with you. So you have to prepare ahead of time.
Yeah, we were on Shark Tank and Lori said, well, Christian, what's the most important piece in here? And I said, well, what's the emergency? You know, right. Like you never know until it's too late. And right. You're exactly right in your point. I, you know, in Park City here, I think we're probably one of the epicenters of influx. And I've never seen the trails busier. You know, you go into the Uinta National Forest up near Lake Highway and it looks like a refugee colony. People are camping 10 feet off the side of the road because they've never been camping before. Sure. And they, you know, they don't quite feel confident enough to go way back where I, you know, you or I would go. And these people, like, I think it's great. I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent of nature and being outside, but doing it, you know, in a smart way, so you don't become a liability or something that people have to go and rescue. So, you know, that's a really important thing as people start going, man, I'm getting out of the city and let's go camping and take the kids and, you know, do your planning and be prepared. And, you know, that's what we work on is the right answer is always to be experienced and to always get training and to do your research and to practice, right? But what I've learned is most people want to just throw money at a problem and make it go away. And so as much as I disagree with that perspective, if that's going to be the way people operate, let's build something that gets them as close to a solution as we possibly can. That's why all of our kits are organized and color coordinated and they have screen printed instructions. So if you have a first aid, you know, a first aid event happening, you can open up our bag, pull out the insert. There's a big red section that says first aid. And then it's, you know, shock, bug bite, broken bone, hypothermia. And there's five steps using this there. So you can just, it's paint by color, you know? And I think that,
I like it.
That goes a lot longer, a lot further down the path to getting people to a positive outcome than just having a backpack with random stuff in it. And they don't know, you know, which piece to use and in what order.
Sure. Sure. Now I would assume all of this stuff that's in these packs. I mean, if we were to use one and we need to refill stuff, you guys have the refills and all the products as well to restock that stuff.
Yeah, we actually sell, we call them refill kits. So we sell it by the pocket. You know, our perspective is just to keep it simple.
Sure.
If you dug into the warmth pocket or you dug into the first aid, chances are you probably used a few things in there and it's a real quick and easy swap out. And you've got some extra stuff you can put somewhere else. So yeah, we sell all that stuff. We sell a lot of that. And, you know, we're working on other programs, subscriptions. So, I mean, the food doesn't expire 7 years, right? It's this crazy U.S. Coast Guard approved, sure. Dense, caloric, you know, kind of a cookie. It lasts a very long time, but we're tracking people now where, oh, hey, you've had your kit for this many years. You've got a year until it expires. Do you want to get some new stuff? You know, we're trying to kind of take the guesswork out of it for people and make sure that they feel or they know that what they have in the kit is ready to go.
Sure. Very cool. Anything new coming up you can talk about?
We're working on a few products. We're working on some different size kits. You know, one thing that might be interesting to your audience is we have a product called the Rapid Raft, which is really cool. It weighs about 4 pounds. It's folded up about the size of a loaf of bread, a small loaf of bread. And you can inflate it in about 30 some seconds and it turns into a pack raft that holds 400 pounds.
Wow.
We designed it for still water. It was actually built based off a military request for rapid water crossings. So something you can inflate quickly, get across, stay dry, pack up and keep moving. We've got people doing class two and class three rapids in this thing. And it's performing admirably. So, you know, whether it's a dinghy in case, you know, you're worried about your boat taking on water, that doesn't happen with bass boats very often, but
you never know.
Or if you just have some lake that you can't get your boat into and there's a back corner you want to get to, it's really cool for that. We have a lot of bike packers and campers that are taking this thing. And now it's something you can throw in your kit and bring with. And doesn't encumber you a ton. You know, it's not a 25-pound thing with a pump and with tools. It's just ready to go. So
I watched the video on your 72 Pro HD that you guys did with your partnership with Harley Davidson. That's a cool looking pack. That's a neat concept and a neat some neat features in that. I just like some of the concept things on that pack. They're pretty cool.
Thanks. Yeah, so I have a long history with Harley Davidson. I used to do a lot of marketing for them. I've gotten to be friends with the Davidson family, and a lot of my friends work there. And I've done events for them and you know, marketing initiatives. And they called me and said, "Hey, can you really build us like a really great backpack? And by the way, the dealer show's in 2 weeks, so we'll need you ready for that." Yeah. So we used the silhouette of our 72 Pro, which by the way works great. We added a few things that we thought were specific to motorcyclists. So there's a hydration pack in there, stays out of the way even when you're doing 100 miles an hour, and attaches it. It's designed so it can attach to a sissy bar, or you can wear it. We put in some reflective panels that easily attach. So if your bike breaks down, you can literally go down the road 50 yards. The backpack will set up, and you can put a big reflective, sign on there just to let people know you're down there. Just a handful of things like that. A goggle pouch that's micro fleece to keep, you know, sunglasses, whatever, clean. And I didn't want to just slap a logo on it. Want to do something a little unique, and it's a great pack. It's really nice.
That is very cool, and I love the logo for Antara Supply. That's really cool. I got to look at it. I'm like, I see it. I love it. That's cool. So,
I never thought it was that confusing. And for people that are listening, it's a Saint Bernard's head,
right?
And what I loved was Saint Bernards are these time tested, you know, consistent, by your side type thing, right? In a snowstorm, it goes out and it saves somebody and it comes home and it sits by the fire until you need it again. And I love that warm, safe feeling of a big dog that does that. And so that was kind of our, and like I said earlier, we got dogs running all over in here. It's kind of part of who we are. So it's fun.
That's awesome. Well, Christian, dude, thanks so much for your time. UnchartedSupply.com, social channels, Uncharted Supply, I assume, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Uncharted Supply Co., Facebook, Facebook, YouTube, all those, just Uncharted Supply Co. Uncharted, not Unchartered.
Gotcha.
People do make that mistake. So Uncharted Supply Co. But just type us in. We spend enough on advertising. We should show up if you even get close. So that's my hope.
That's awesome. Well, Christian, thanks so much for your time, bud. We appreciate the insight in the company. And look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bud. See you. There he is. Christian Schaaf. You're the head man for UnchartedSupplyCo.com. Nice guy. Like I said, outside of Jason, one of the prettiest guys we've had on this podcast. So too bad nobody could see him.
Kind of like, well, what we, you know, Chris, it's impressive to see a company that, you know, it's new to us, but I'm impressed with how he's, you know, he figured a need and he's worked so hard and really, you know, coming up with the right type products to fill the need. And, you know, it's something a lot of people don't think about until you have that need. So now hopefully we've introduced this to people that will think about it ahead of time and they'll be prepared when they need it instead of need it and not be prepared.
You know, the one that when I thought about this and when Marissa sent me the email asking if we wanted to have him on, I got to looking through his stuff. The first thing that came to mind was Sam Fish's dad down in the South.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Lake Martin.
He ran up the river at Lake Martin and he got stuck. And I don't know if he was there overnight, but he didn't have cell service. And they're having a hard time trying to find him. And that was the first thing I thought about was these you guys out there fishing, especially the wintertime tournaments, heading into the spring until we get to daylight savings times again in March. I mean, you know, 4:35 o'clock, it's dark. And, you know, you run out of light, you know, you're still trying to find something, and you're just running out of time and something happens, right? And you don't have cell service and... These are great packs to have that might get you through a night should you need it.
Right. So you find yourself in a very dangerous situation when you didn't expect it. But if you had one of these packs, then it's not nearly as dangerous of a situation. Help you buy some time before someone finds you.
And I would venture to guess his cookie, he called it, and his meal pack is probably, even at 7 years old, it's probably still better than that 3-year-old moon pie or 2-year-old oatmeal cream pie that's in the bottom of my cooler or your cooler or that 4-year-old diet Mountain Dew that's been flat forever. It'd probably save you compared to those two. So, but
yes, definitely.
That's my guess. Check it out online, unchartedsupplyco.com. Very cool company. Christian Schaff, great dude. Appreciate his time tonight and being part of the show. Take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll jump into some Bass Wrap-Up, then some Coastal Countdown to Blast Off, and get you guys back on the water right here on the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast.
With so many exclusive designs and processes, no other boat is built like Ranger. It's a dramatic difference that consistently raises the bar of excellence while delivering more features, more performance, and the best value. The Ranger Fisherman Series. From bow to stern, this is results-based engineering at its best.
Still building legends, one at a time.
I'm pro angler Andy Montgomery. I've been making my living with Strike King products for a long time. So when they showed me the new Tour Grade line, I was all in. I knew I could trust it. What I didn't know was how easy it was to use. With the spooling tool and the prepaid envelope to recycle your old line included in every single box. Not only is it the best line on the market, it gives you the easiest fishing experience possible. Find out more at StrikeKing.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Welcome back, folks. Angler's Channel Insider Podcast. Time for the bass wrap-up segment of the show. We'll bring this one to you. Thanks to Strike King Lure Company, Lures, Rods, and Reels. Products made for winners. You know, I mentioned at the top of the show, Kenneth, that I have been kind of picked on and pointed at for not bringing this one up. And you know what? Screw it. I'm not going to bring it up now. It's not worth it. It's just not, you know? I have to choose who gets my time, and this is not one of them. So, David, take it away, brother.
All right. So, as the boss man, CB, touched upon at the beginning of the show, he actually worked this event, the Bass Nation Championship event on Pickwick Lake, which was won by a fellow Wisconsinite, doing it on a smallmouth, you know, leave it to a Wisconsin guy to do it. But Pat Schlapper caught 51 pounds and 10 ounces over 3 days to take the win over second place finisher Blake Sylvester, and finishing in third place. And I think all three got classic invites, I believe. Justin Kerr caught 40 pounds and 7 ounces to take the third place spot.
Mm-hmm. They did. All three got classic spots. And Slapper will get an invitation to the Elite Series for next year.
And so for those that are wondering why we're talking about how we picked some of these weights off air last week. So winning the point for that event was a guy working it, Mr. Chris Brown, with his guess of 43 pounds.
That's it. Nobody saw 24 pounds of smallmouth coming into final day. Nobody. Mm-mm. I mean, Mm-mm. But boy, they were ripping current all week long. And I knew if somebody found it, and when he pulled up, my God, they were pretty. Lord have mercy, they were pretty fish.
Did they catch any at the dam?
Only about 10% of the guys went up there, and I didn't hear a lot of good stuff come out of that. On the final day, yeah. Joel White from Alabama, he turned left and went up there. Everybody else ran down toward Waterloo, where I went, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But, a lot of guys went down that way. And, like I said earlier, our buddy Terry Peterson, who won the Coengler side from Sportsman's, he was just worried about going, running aground in the early in the morning because he was fishing shallow. But pretty cool deal, though, allowing the winning co-angler to jump in a boat and go fish for a classic spot. That's really cool. That was a neat deal for sure. So, for sure. But, all right, David.
All right. So, the next event that we picked was the other big, amateur event, the All-American on Lake Hartwell, good old Lake Hartwell. And winning that event was Chris Macy with a 3-day total of 34 pounds and 10 ounces.
Oh, I was so close.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But, we got to be right on the dot, right? So Todd Goad caught 32.6 for second, and Cole Floyd caught 31.11 for third. And as he hinted there, Mr. Chris Brown, with his gust of 34 pounds, took the point.
I'm liking this deal. I'm liking this deal a lot. Anyway.
Yeah, I still got time.
Shut up,
and
Jay.
So, so let's see here. On the side for, I think we picked the ABA D75 event on Lay Lake, but I don't have results for that one yet.
The results are on their webpage. I have it pulled up if you want
to. Oh, please.
I checked earlier.
Please. See, please fill us in.
See, I know what's going on here. I got to thinking, Chris got the first 2 points. And convenient, because this is one I really felt comfortable with. I really like my pick on this one. So I just found it odd that you couldn't find results.
Strangely not available.
Yeah. So I just did a search real quick, and I found it.
I've been on that ABA website for the last, week and a half updating our schedule.
Maybe it just got posted, but it's there now.
All right. So what are the results then, sir?
Larry Franks won with 5 fish that went 19.44 pounds. He also had a big fish of 7.78 pounds.
Ooh.
Wow.
Dang, for Lay.
And that
second place.
There was also an 8 caught on Lay this weekend.
Dang.
Sure was. So.
Second place was Clint Miller with 15.92 pounds. Third place was our buddy Randall Carter, 12.24 pounds.
So the reason why he went over those points, if you couldn't get the hint, was Kenneth guessed 18 pounds. So he took the point there.
Way to give it to you, bro. Wait, what?
Hey, I'm used to this. That's why I always have to double check. It's not my first rodeo.
You're just stacking the deck.
All right. Well, see, the last one here, well, we picked 2 of them. I guess this one, I don't know if it existed or if it happened at all, but the Outlaw College event at Sam Rayburn, I couldn't find anything on that one. And the Carolina Anglers Team Trail event on Lake Watery was canceled due to, I think, flooding. So,
yeah. Yep. Had a lot of rain this past weekend over there. So, a lot of rain. So what's our point totals now heading into next week?
So we didn't go over them last week because we had such a great show. But the points from last week were I had 2, Chris had 3, and Kenneth had 4. And that's including factoring in the AOY winner, Gus, that we also picked on the side from the week. 2 weeks before. So right now Jason's got 0, but he was gone for 1 week. I'm like ahead of him with 2 points, and then tied for first are both Kenneth and CB with 5.
I like it. I like it. Very cool. Thank you, sir. Yep. Mr. Duran, how's the world treating you, brother? Long time no talk.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. It just gets dark too early. Y'all notice that? Like, it gets extremely dark at like 3:15, it feels like.
It does get darker. Hey,
this has been a good show. Let's not ruin it right here, okay? Because you're about to piss me off.
Wow. I mean, walking out of work at midnight, it feels like, I know. So.
You're about to piss me off, he says. Let me mark that on this. Go ahead.
Right. Don't take it personal, Ken. Yeah. Just hang in there a little bit.
All right.
Well, I'm not taking it personal.
Wow. All right. Well, let's roll in the Costa countdown to blast off and hashtag see what's out there for the week of. We'll start with Tuesday, which is currently today, the Bassmaster Carhartt Series College Bracket on Lay Lake, where they've been kicking back the big ones. So let's take this bracket deal. Let's go for the total weight. Final day total weight.
Do they zero each day?
17th, 18th, and 19th. So there'll be a final day bracket head-to-head. Let's go for the winner weight on the head-to-head.
The winner weight on the head-to-head, okay.
Kenneth?
What lake is this?
Lay Lake. Bassmaster College Carhartt Series bracket.
I'm going to go 18 pounds.
David?
I pick 16 pounds.
I will go... 18 and a half.
I had 18 and a half as well.
What you got, Chris?
I had 18 and a half as well.
Okay. We got a Bassmaster Open event, Central Division on Lake Louisville, November 19th through the 21st. Lake Louisville, guys still trying to stay at the top of the points in the Bass Open Series, hopefully to get that Elite Series bid. Lake Louisville, overall weight for the entire event, winning weight. David?
46.
42.
I picked 43. Okay. Kenneth, what are you picking?
47.
Okay. All right, moving on.
All right. Rolling on down the list. We've got a bunch of ABAs this weekend, but since the David can't seem to find all the ABA events, and Kenneth can, we'll just roll through those and count those good. If you're an ABA guys fishing this weekend, you've got tons of opportunities to fish. Let's pick this one here since it's going to be so cold again this weekend, Bassmaster Nation Kayak Series on Lake Chickamauga. These guys in the kayaks just don't give up, no matter how cold it is. I'd hate to lean over a little bit and get a little water in the kayak, though, this weekend. So, picking overall inches on Saturday, November the 21st for the kayak series. 83 inches.
84.
Okay. I got to get my calculator out here. You know, I'm good with pounds and ounces, but I'm not so sure about inches. Let's see. What was your guess, Chris?
84.
I'm going to go 85.
David?
Is there like a 15-inch minimum? Probably. I'm going 90, actually. 90.
90?
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah, the south is finally going to the lake's down where you guys are starting to wake up. So
see, I wasn't expecting you to do that, David. You've been going low on everything like the last 4 weeks. And all of a sudden,
so now you're playing the odds.
Some guy in Pickwick caught 24 pounds of smallmouth, so hey.
It happened.
All All right, we got one more. The BFL Wildcard Lake of the Ozarks, November 20th and 21st. Lake of the Ozarks, BFL. Chris, what you got overall?
Lake two of the days. Ozarks? You said, what was it? Lake of the yep. Ozarks?
Yep, 2 days.
2 days? Lake of the Ozarks. 32.
Kenneth?
35.
David?
26.
Oh, that's exactly what I want. Dang it.
There we go, David. That's what I expect.
That's what I
expect. Dang it. 27, just to get him a little bit. So.
27 or 37?
27.
27.
Okay. All right. Well, that about wraps up all the events this weekend. There's tons more on our calendar. And I'll say this at this point in the show, you know, we're getting ready more and more to get that schedule out for 2021. Can this year get over faster? I don't know, but we want it to. But if you've got a tournament director or if you're a local fisherman that's fishing a trail and you'd love for us to have that up on our calendar, please take a moment and jump on anglerschannel.com, go up the top of the website and click on submit tournament or submit results. And you can give us your results. You can give us your tournament calendars, all that good stuff. We'd love to talk about you in the Coast to Countdown to Blast Off and in the Bass Wrap Up portion of the show. So please get your information into us for 2021.
And Chris? Hopefully the 2021 schedules will actually go off on time and on schedule, unlike this year.
Yeah. No. Yes. I don't know. We'll see.
So let's cross our fingers. For you 2020 College Classic bracket fans, a little update on day one. Since we're recording this on Tuesday, airing on Wednesday morning, the battle between Cole Sands and Blake Jackson. Blake beat him out by 7 ounces to win that part of the bracket. Cole Thompson, Avery Thomason. Cole beating him out, beat Avery out by just about 13 ounces, looks like. Maybe a little more. Pound and a half, sorry. I can't read. Connor DeMauro going against Trevor McKinney. Trevor wins it by a little over a pound. And then Benson Dowler and Ty Black. Benson wins it. So tomorrow, your matchups include Blake Jackson going head-to-head with Cole Thompson. Trevor McKinney going head-to-head with Benson Dowler. As this podcast is aired, that's what will happen. Who will make it to the finals? Your guess is as good as mine. One of these guys, the winner, will be representing the College Series in the Bassmasters Classic in March on Lake Ray Roberts. Have you guys seen any of the Instagram stories or any of the social media posts from the guys that have been out there and just talking about what a landmine that place has got with all the stumps and everything? And Buddy Gross said he rode around there and he's just going to pick an area and go fishing when it comes time to go back. So
that's probably going to be the best thing to do.
Yeah, probably so.
Just camp out somewhere. It's back on the college guys. What was the heaviest weight in on day one?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, four. 12 pounds and 4 ounces.
God, David, just spill it out there. Why don't you? I'm trying.
I got to back you up, right?
I know you do. 12-4. 12-4 to 12-4 beat 11-12. 7-1 beat 6-11. 7-12 beat 6-1. And then 7-11 beat 5-2. So
we need them to pick it up on that last day for us to get our picks in.
We're
going to
pick it up. We're really way off on our picks. Do we need to reweigh our guesses, our picks, or whatever?
Oh, no. No recounting, no reweighing, none of that stuff.
No recounting, no reweighing. I got you. Well, folks, thanks for listening to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast. We do encourage you to subscribe, rate, and review this show on your podcast app. Also, if you like the show, go ahead and tell Mom and Em. Let us know via the podcast hotline brought to you by Trickstep, 256-535-3217. One thing I forgot to mention earlier was when we were talking to Christian with UnchartedSupplyCo.com, he has a podcast. It's the Living Unscripted podcast. So if you need a little extra podcast in your life, check his podcast out. Listen to one a day. It's pretty good. So make sure you check that out. Really appreciate him being a part of the show tonight. Like Kenneth said, it was some really good information. I think some folks should really, whether you need it or not, there's going to be a day you're going to need it and you're going to wish you had it. So, you know, for sure.
It only works if you're prepared ahead of time.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, exactly right. Guys, big weekends coming up, big weeks, y'all just building boats and making IT things and David, whatever you do.
Yeah, what I do is boring. I look at Excel sheets all day.
So my wife and I were watching Wheel of Fortune last night, and they asked the guy what he does, and he says he builds, produces, and creates Excel spreadsheets. I thought,
that's a chat. Poor guy.
And really, not me.
Really. And he was celebrating his one-year anniversary to his wife, Tatiana. I'm pretty sure he bought her somewhere. I'm not sure where. I'm pretty sure he bought her somewhere.
Did he win?
He did win. That's the question.
He did, as a matter of fact. He didn't get the final, I don't think, but he won everything else. So he was pretty good.
Tatiana.
I will say that. So, well, on behalf of our guest tonight, like I said, UnchartedSupplyCompany.com, founder Mr. Christian Shaw for what? What? Just say it. What?
Take that R out.
Uncharted is what I said, right? Uncharted. UnchartedSupplyCo.com founder, Mr. Christian Shaw. Is that better? Is that good?
That's perfect.
Yep.
We're dumb, dumb, and dumbest over here. I'm the complete dumbest. For the AC Circus, I'm Chris Brown. You know what, guys? Stealing this from my buddy Neil Paul, if your path to men will walk through hell, walk as if you own the damn place. Guys, have a great week. Yep. God bless. Good fishing. Wash your damn hands. Put your damn face mask on. And buckle your damn life jacket. Y'all be safe out there. We'll see you next week.
Don't take it personal.
Thanks for listening to the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast, your number one tournament resource.